listening to Drunkle's Den.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Drunkle's Den, season fucking two. I'm your host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Chief Keefe.
A beautiful co-host, indeed.
The beautiful co-host. How the fuck are we, my friend? It's been a while.
It has been a while. What the fuck was the last one? I think it was December, right?
I think so. It was either...
I faintly remember it being around Christmas because I remember bitching about some woman in front of me who was buying scratch-offs on Christmas Eve. I think it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah, at the fucking gas station. Yeah, I remember that.
Stupid broad.
Now, that was almost like fucking last year for us, but if you go and listen to the end of season one, it'll be like 10 seconds for you. So go listen to season one again before you listen to season two. Ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to it again.
It's a brand new day. It's fucking Thanksgiving. The fucking date today is Sunday, October fucking 12th.
It's a new day and a new year.
It's a new day and it is a new year. Shit, surprisingly, not really, is more fucked than it was.
In a way, things haven't changed, you know. There's like a law of fuckedness and things balance out eventually.
Oh, fuck yeah. The last 10 years in Canada, not really.
Well, you know. I feel like, the more we grow up, the more we see who's more fucked than us.
That's true. The more you fucking mature is the more you see through the lies of just everything.
Once you get out of school, you just, a lot of people plummet. They have nothing to do with their lives.
Look where I fucking work. You want to say plummet? Fuck, man. I'm going to be there for the rest of my life. You're fucking still going to school.
I'm not a plumber. I'm still going.
Fuck, eh? So what the fuck have we been doing? What's going on?
What have we not been doing?
Drinking.
Well, yeah.
Drinking. Fat boy me. I did a few mushrooms, and I think it turned me sober.
Yeah. So much for that, I guess.
So much for that. Now it's going to be Sober's Den.
Sober. I don't think it rolls off the tongue quite as nice.
Oh, no. But don't worry. We're still drinking.
Yeah.
We're still drinking. I'm just not smoking dope anymore.
No, but you got the pipe going.
Oh, fuck, do I ever.
The Gandalf pipe.
Oh, buddy, I got the fucking old churchwarden pipe. The Gandalf pipe. It's a nice smoke. It's very nice.
It's beautiful.
But I'm telling you, those fucking Eileen's Dreams cigars.
Golden. One a million.
Oh, fuck. They're like 75 in a million, and I have all 75 of them. You know what I mean? They're so fucking good.
Do you have any left?
Oh, yeah. I got like three left.
Those
are for me.
Through them.
Those are for me.
Oh, yeah.
20 bucks a pop if you want them.
20 bucks.
Holy fuck. So fucking, so last night.
Last night, yeah, it was a good night. I wasn't expecting you to come out.
I wasn't gonna, but I said, you know what? Fuck it. I got nothing better to do.
That's true. That's a common thought here on PEI.
Oh, yeah. It's
better to do.
It's either, I do nothing or I drink.
Yeah. Or you either drink outside or you drink inside. Those are the two differences there.
That's true. But last night, Sportsman's. Gizmo.
I fucking love Sportsman's. I don't know who doesn't love Sportsman's. If you don't love Sportsman's because you've never been there.
That's true.
The problem.
That's true. If you don't love Sportsman's, then you're either fucking retarded or you've never been there.
We are locals. Like that is our local bar. They know us by name. They have pictures of us. We're basically fugitives.
I think we call that drunks.
Well, that. They're like, you again. I'm like, yeah.
You know what? They've stopped calling me Mr. President.
That's funny because they haven't stopped doing it to me.
Oh, God.
I was telling you, I already had a few drinks before I got there because there was a show going on. Got there a little early, so went to the Triangle and such. Because that's, that's how you got to start the night. You got to start at the Triangle. Make your way down. So,
have a Guinness.
Like I said, I had a few. I had an Irish Car Bomb Guinness.
Now, before we go, what is an Irish Car Bomb?
An Irish Car Bomb. So, like a glass of Guinness, and then you dunk in a shot. Have a shot of Bailey's, have a shot of Jameson.
Full shot if you're not a pussy.
Tastes like fucking melted ice cream.
Oh, it's really fucking good.
And you just chug that shit.
Oh, my God.
So I was feeling it almost immediately. So that's the other great thing about Sportsman's is it's almost like a test. Like, if you're too drunk, you can't get up the stairs. You don't deserve to be up there.
That is true.
But if you get really drunk up there and you need to go down the stairs, well, you're fucked. Tough shit.
Well, I mean, you're going to go down the stairs one way or another.
So I was like talking to a buddy of mine. I was like turned around, like talking to him, and I tripped up the stairs. And I go, "Who put that stair there?" I didn't notice that. And then fucking the bouncer's like, Oh, look at Mr. President. He's drunk already. Taking a tumble. Fuck, how'd you know? That
oh
fucking obvious,
God.
Is it?
You know, that's one thing. I've never tripped up those fucking stairs.
Oh, I have. 100%.
Fuck, I haven't. See, I like when I get drunk, my balance is so much fucking better.
Really?
Oh, dude, I'm such a clumsy fucking cunt when I'm fucking sober. Well, it's
yeah.
So bad.
That's true.
It's
I find going down them's pretty easy.
Well, it's, I mean, like I said, you're going to go down them one of two ways.
Yeah.
You're either going to go down them perfect, no problem, or you're going to eat shit down those stairs. And you know what? The amount of times we've been to Spo, I've never seen somebody eat shit.
That's true.
Down those fucking stairs. And I want to so bad. I want to. I want to see the
fucking
bouncer
deadly.
Just point and laugh.
It'd be fucking, well, that they'd be the people pushing them down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw... I shouldn't laugh at that. I'm going to laugh anyway. I saw this one chick. She fucking... I was like out for smoke, something like that. This is a while ago. Coming down from Baba's there. This fucking chick came out the door and she fucking she face planted on the fucking concrete.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Our friend. Call the cops. Call the ambulance. Call this. Call that. And me, you know, obviously.
We got an emergency over here.
It was so bad. But like, they weren't talking to me, so I didn't do anything. But like, eventually the fucking ambulance came. Like, she was fucking knocked out cold. Oh my God. You want to talk about drinks in a show.
So she just fell straight, like, forward.
Came out the fucking door and just fucking
like
right
a fucking
forward.
Cartoon. And no,
oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
Did she put her hands out or
no,
did she just accept it?
Just fucking straight to the face.
Right to the fucking
oh
concrete.
My God. Even a plastic surgeon couldn't fix that. That's another
maybe
thing.
It did.
Well, that's another thing about Baba's, too. You think, like, you think Spo's stairs are bad. Fucking Baba's are worse because they're so narrow and they're steep.
It's the stairs. It's also just such a fucking tiny place.
I hate that fucking joint. I'm not afraid to say it. When you fucking shake down people for fucking $10 after you've been there for 2 hours and you have a beer in your hand and you're being a little bastard about it, fuck you.
It's true.
I hate that fucking
experience.
Place. I haven't been back there since.
I was going to say if Sportsman's had a smoke deck, it'd be like 100 times better, but they almost don't need one. Like,
I think that's more the experience.
The way
right?
It is. Like, sitting outside, you know, you got the gas station, or I guess not the gas station, but like the corner store there.
Yeah, the real Vietnamese store.
She always bows. It's very nice. I don't know if she understands, but I just kind of point, you know, yeah, I'm a degenerate. Yeah. Looking for my smokes.
Yeah, you point to the CC, she goes, oh, uh-huh. Yeah, CC.
Just speaking vowels.
Well, at least we know season 2 is getting a little more fucking racist.
Yeah, we're starting off with a banger. We got chicks fucking face planting.
Chicks face planting, fucking Vietnamese. Like, oh, you like a cigarette? Yeah, it's we're starting off great.
So, yeah, so there was a show going on. It was Gizmo and then a couple bands from out of town. I don't remember. It was Weird Nightmare and then it was like Fireball Kid and I think...
You're a Star.
Yeah, that's what it was. They were really good.
They were fucking good. I don't know who played before Gizmo.
That would have been Weird Nightmare.
Was that who it was?
Yeah.
Because they fucking did In View.
Well, yeah, so we were listening to them and we were like, yeah, this is fucking good. And then we were just talking and then they go...
No. We were gambling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what... You lost your money.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute. but they go, okay, we got one more song. So we continue fucking... I'm watching him lose all his money and then... All of a sudden, the drums kick in. I go, wait a minute, is that what we think it is? And then they start fucking playing the melody line. I lost my shit.
It was fucking In View by the Tragically Hip. I fucking love that song.
I love the hip.
It's
fucking great.
I think we all love the fucking hip.
So that was a fucking great time.
It was a really fucking
and
good
you
time.
You sadly missed it, but Gizmo, they played their whole set, and then people were calling for an encore.
Oh, nice.
And they were like, okay, we want to do a song, but... We don't know how it's going to go. And they played Cinnamon Girl.
I saw that.
That's fucking awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
Anyways, that was a good time. But yeah, let's talk about you losing your fucking money.
Oh, let's...
Because it was quick. Usually what happens is you go up, and then you go down again, then you go up.
I did.
It was just straight down.
The luck of the Irish one.
You might have won 75 cents.
I fucked it.
It's not even enough
for a
bet.
It's because, like, you were staring at the machine. You tainted it with your fucking McEwen.
No, I was fucking scraping it. I was helping it. Scraping the booze.
I put a fucking green bill in the machine. And, like, I play the one I always fucking play. It's just, like, Beer House or something fucking,
yep.
Like, something German.
Get that chick on them.
I know, fuck.
And the big steins.
The big beer steins. Yeah, it was great. But I mean, like, I put my fucking green bill in. And it was just, I fucking went down like $10, $2 bets, $10, like nothing. Then I get fucking free five games.
Yeah, that was the first man, I think, or one of the first ones.
No. It was like halfway through.
Oh, was it? Okay.
It was like halfway through. It was like, fuck yeah. So usually on these fucking cocksucking machines, the free spins means like, you're getting a fucking bonus. Like, you're getting a fucking payout. I got nothing.
Got fuck all.
I lose. Good day, sir. There was fucking nothing.
And $2 bets, you only get fucking 10 bets on that. Like, it goes by real quick.
Well, unless you put, like, a hundo in there.
Well, that's what I love. We had our buddy there who was gambling before. He probably ruined the machine is what happened. But it's like you get to the point where, like, you have, like, a dollar left, and you're like, okay, what game can I bet for, like, 5 cents?
Oh, yeah.
A cent.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, where's the penny slots here?
You got a monopoly there, and yeah. You just fucking just lost it all.
At that point, you're just playing to hit the fucking button. Like,
oh,
you don't care.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get that autism, fucking that ADHD. You just want to click, 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 yeah. Click, click, click that fucking button. It's
you get
great.
Really good at it. You can even sleep. You're sleeping, you still do it.
You know what? These old fucks say, we didn't have fucking autism back in my day. We didn't have fucking ADHD. How can fucking old Gladys sit in front of the goddamn casino in the fucking, like, right in front of the big shiny fucking slot machines, click that fucking button and lose her whole social security fucking check?
That's the other thing, too, like, They talk about, oh, the phones are bad. Everybody's talking. Have you seen the ones, especially at the fucking casino? They're like fucking massive screens.
Oh,
there's tons
God.
Of shit on them. Get like these fucking, I don't know where they're getting these machines from. They're like fucking some kid in China is making these things. And it's just like fucking, there's like dragons flying across this.
Yeah,
going,
so
you win,
bad.
You win.
Oh, it's so
you win
bad.
Like 5 fucking cents.
You want to talk like iPad kids are bad? What about fucking like, what about gambling fucking elderly people?
Yeah.
It's the same
or
fucking
or the fucking
thing.
Ones like I always saw at my local Tim's where they fucking, the iPad's out playing Farmville all fucking day, eating fucking Tim's food and drinking Tim's coffee. It's fucking.
I still do that. Just not on the
iPad.
It's
fucking mush. Mush mush brain. Fucking mush shit.
It's that, what is that? What do they call that? The lead paint stare or something like that? The lead paint brain? Where they just fucking, they just stare at the fucking phone or TikTok or whatever the fuck it is for hours at a time and go, oh, I guess I better make fucking dinner now.
Colors. And things
oh,
are popping out.
Yeah.
That's the thing with the gambling thing. I like the ones where you can pull down the fucking thing.
I know, it's
like,
the novel. It makes you work for it.
Exactly.
It
you
makes
actually
you
have
fucking
to do
work
something.
For it. I know. And I like, I hate that fucking Red Shores Casino. There's nothing good comes out of that. Because you want to play blackjack, they'll Jew you out of fucking every money you fucking got. Because when you sit down there, you get, like, when we went, fucking buddy told us, yeah, it's a $15 buy-in, but you got a 20, you may as well just give him the whole 20.
No, I think what it was, he said, it's a $20, it's $20 a game, but you have to put in at least $40.
Oh, fuck.
It was
off.
Something stupid. Because I remember I gave him, like, you had to give him, like, $40. And, like, they were, like, trying to, like, coach me through it. It was fucking terrible. I hated it.
I love gambling, but I hate doing it out in public.
I was, like, playing, and I was, like, I was thinking, okay, do I hit or do I do a stand? And he, like, goes up to me. He's like, are you sure you want to do that, bud? And I was like, it's my fucking money, man. I will lose it however I want. If I want to go throw it in the trash or let a fucking hooker wipe her ass with it, I'm entitled to do that.
Hey, let's not speak ill about your mother on this podcast, all right?
That's true. Because she's going to be looking for a royalty check, probably. It's not, you know, it's not mentioning names.
You're going to fucking, you're going to see her on 60 Minutes. She's going to start trying to sue Drunkle's Den. She's going to have a hat over her face. No pictures, no comments. Jesus
no comment.
Christ.
I'll talk to my lawyer.
Talk to my lawyer. He's a mook on a stick. Fuck.
His name's Mr. Goldstein.
Larry Rubenstein.
His name's Larry David.
Oh, fuck. We better not do that. Fuck it. Because, the government's putting a bill in now that you can get fucking charged and put in jail for derogatory hate comments.
Yeah.
What the fuck has happened to free speech?
I don't know. That's to say as if it ever existed.
Okay, so, like, free speech in our little Charter of Rights and Freedoms is technically a privilege.
Yeah, well, it's up to the discretion of them.
Exactly. So, privilege.
Yeah.
It's not a right. So, hey.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't gamble. You can't get drunk.
I don't know what to say to that. I think everybody.
It's in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt smoke dope.
Well, you know, it's Roscoe's Ten Commandments. Thou shalt fucking smoke dope. Thou shalt fucking drink the cranberry moonshine. Thou shalt fucking sleep on the sportsman's pool table.
What has he not done?
That
fucking
guy's
a
legend.
Like, that is the best on the fucking island.
Oh, dude, he's literally a living
words
legend.
Words of wisdom.
Oh, fuck yeah. Words of wisdom. You're going to stick your dick in crazy. Make sure you wrap it up. Fuck.
Oh, man. He was telling me a story where, well, it was last night. He was telling me a story about he quit drinking, I think he said, for 9 weeks.
Oh, really?
And he goes on. I go, well, what happened? Like, and he goes, well, he goes, I go to a bar and I say, give me the worst fucking tasting beer you got. And he said, he's like, I fucking drank it. It tasted so bad, I had to get another beer just to chase it down. And at that point, it's just off the fucking rails. Then the vodka crayons come out.
Jesus Christ.
That's another place, too. You get to play free pool. I mean.
That is true.
You go to, like, the page. Like, fuck, you got to pay for that shit.
That is true. Like, if you go, if yeah, fuck, I haven't been a sports page. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I used to be really bad, and I think now it's just boring.
Yeah. Well, they don't fucking do anything there.
No, they don't. Pony boat's even worse, though.
Oh, fuck you, pony boat.
You have to give your fucking ID.
Kiss my
hole.
$17.50 an hour for pool. Am I paying for a cheap hooker here, or am I hitting some balls?
Shit. Yeah, it's fucking awful.
Fuck. But, I mean, speaking of shitty beer, all right, we want to introduce a new segment called
Chief Keeps. Brew of the Week.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Chief Keef's Brew of the Week. This week, we picked up from the liquor store. It's called Oh My Gourd. It's quite fitting.
I hate it.
It's quite fitting for the Thanksgiving season and the Halloween season. It is a pumpkin ale. Now, do you want to crack that fucker open?
Yeah, it says Garrison Brewing Co. Looks like Halifax.
I don't know who that is. It's better than Upstreet.
Let's see here.
Rest in piss, Upstreet.
Just give it a sniff.
Give her
a
smell. Give her a smell.
Okay, it smells like pumpkin pie.
Oh, fuck, no way.
Okay, let's first sip. That's weird. It tastes like fucking pumpkin pie.
Does it really? All right. Drunkle's going in
it's
for a sip.
It's actually fucking good.
That smells like fucking cinnamon.
It's
holy
fucking
shit.
Fucking good. Holy fuck.
There's no way that's fucking good. No fucking way. You're not getting any more of that.
See, I told you. And it's 5%.
Oh my God.
It's not chicken shit.
That is completely different than what I thought it was going to fucking taste like.
It doesn't even taste like beer.
No, it
There's
fucking
no
doesn't.
Bitterness.
That's fucking good.
It just tastes like a liquid pumpkin pie. It's fucking weird.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah.
We didn't think of a rating system, but.
I give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean.
For an ale, I give it an 8
out of
10.
I definitely wouldn't drink it, like, all the time, but, like, especially around this time, I'd give it a 9, honestly.
Oh, fuck, eh? All right. You like the pumpkin pie, do you?
Yeah, I love pumpkin pie. I wouldn't drink it, like. I wouldn't have, like, 8 of them. I mean, yes, I would, but...
Yeah, you fucking would.
If I was at the liquor store, I might pick up some other stuff.
Well,
but if there was 8 of them in front of me, I'd drink them all.
Well, like, speaking of fucking Thanksgiving, what do we have for fucking dinner today, pal?
I went to see some of my family. We had turkey and garbage juice.
Turkey and garbage
and,
juice.
And the reason I was saying I had it on the brain, I had pumpkin pie.
I got a pumpkin pie in the fridge
it's
waiting for me.
Fucking good.
Fucking
I forgot how good it is.
Fuck yeah.
That and carrot cake is also good.
I fucking like carrot cake.
That's good.
I like carrot cake.
What else I have? Like potatoes, turnips, and shit.
You had turkey, what?
Yeah.
Nice.
Made some, I forget what it was, like sweet potatoes and pecans. It was really fucking good.
Well, and like, was it like a pie?
Kind of.
Sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It was kind of, yeah. I mean, it was in a tray, but. So, yeah, I guess.
Well, yeah, well, whatever. Okay. I see, I've never had sweet potato pie, so I don't know what the fuck it's like.
Pretty good. Sounds as good as this drink.
It's very good. It's very good. I'm not gonna lie. I might have to go. I might have to go
Get
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Fuck. No. I fucking IQ'd up some fucking some pork chops and two big fuck ass ribeye steaks.
Nice. Fuck-ass ribeyes.
My God. They were fucking good. I overdid them a little bit, which pisses me off, but even still, they're fucking tender as fuck.
It's good to hear.
Very good. It's very, very good.
I think that's one sin that God doesn't forgive is a steak done well done.
I was drinking. Doesn't count.
I just mean in general. I mean, if you're going for that, like if you go to a restaurant and you're like, would you like your ribeye? Well done.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah. I want my $40 ribeye. I want it well done. I want it charred on the outside. Shut the fuck up.
I like to chew my food for 5 hours.
You can't argue with a guy who likes his fucking steak well done because he's still chewing exactly. The goddamn meat.
But then you got the other ones that just want to fucking put a fork in the cow's ass.
What?
Take a bite out.
What's that fucking saying? Wipe its dirty old ass, knock the horns off it, slice it off them, and put it right in the fucking plate. I don't get people like blue fucking steak.
No.
I can't do it. It's got to have some flavor to it.
Yeah. A little
Jesus.
Bit of char.
Oh, fuck yeah. You gotta have the char.
You gotta have the pork.
That's the flavor. That's the fucking flavor. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was on at Spo last night.
That's a fucking great Thanksgiving movie.
That is the Thanksgiving movie.
I know.
Movie. Well, it's set like U.S. Thanksgiving, obviously. But John Candy and what's his name?
Steve Martin.
Like, you really can't get fucking better. Speaking of John Candy, there's a new. There's a new documentary out on
there
on Prime. It's called I Like Me.
Oh.
So I'm going to be watching that this week. And, well, next time we do a fucking episode, we'll review it.
There you go. It's not paid.
No.
We have to say if it fucking sucks, we can say it sucks.
If it fucking sucks.
Nice, thanks.
Yeah, no, we are sponsored by nobody. So that means we can be as crass and as fucking pungent as we want.
And there's no, like, what is it? Like, we can swear as much as we want. So we
fuck, shit, cock.
We can say piss.
Oh, we can say bollocks.
Bollocks, yeah.
Fuck.
Twat.
Pissmonger.
So that's fun.
I'm glad you guys are enjoying this
episode.
So
we're not getting put on CBC is the point.
Oh, I would not go on fucking CBC. Kiss my fat hole. Fuck them motherfuckers.
No, we're not getting on there.
And no. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing.
As far as if we're talking about things we've been doing, honestly, not much has been going on. As far as leisure activities and fucking shows, nothing.
Well, you know what? You know what really pissed me off this fucking summer? I've been saying it for years. Like, I'm getting me a fucking fire pit.
Yeah.
I'm getting a fire pit. I finally get a fire pit. 2 weeks into me having it, and they fucking put a fire ban on.
Fucking
the
forever.
The whole fucking summer. September 22nd is when it fucking ended.
And there's some fucking narcs out there.
There is some fucking
narcs
out
there.
Narky
Narc and the Funky Bunch.
Narky Narc. People need to learn to mind their fucking business.
Seriously. You think you would have learned that in like preschool, but apparently fucking not.
You'd think, but it's these fucking entitled fucks that think, oh, well, I'm going to call the cops on this guy because I got nothing better to do with my
fucking
life. Fucking
freedom fighters.
Exactly. Yeah.
Citizens arrest.
Yeah, fucking SJWs. Fuck you. If you can't mind your goddamn business, fuck you.
Well, there was a fire ban, and there was the other fucking thing where, like, too many people at the beaches, so they just started kicking people out.
That's right. That's a different fucking thing because Prince Edward Island's fucking, their shit, like, the economy runs on tourism.
Yep.
If you start turning people away from the toll booths at the beach, then how the
fuck
is this
problem
going to make
money? Well, the thing was they weren't even
fucking charging. Yeah. Well, that, you know what else pissed me off, too, is up at Cove Head there.
Yep.
like, in the little fucking parking lot there, you go for the docks and you go eat your Richard seafood and all that bullshit. That piece of shit was charging $2 a car. Perfect.
Yeah.
So
you love that.
I fucking told him, yeah, here, buddy, here's a five. Break the five. Go for it. Here's your fucking $3 back. Perfect. Thanks. No fucking parking spots.
No.
Not fucking one. You'd think that asshole would say, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm going to count the cars. I don't think
there's
no
parking
spot.
Well, the toll booth is literally, you can see every fucking car there.
Yeah, but and you can also see every fucking parking spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do you want me to do? Park in the fucking water?
Well, it's like UPI. Like, I know a friend of mine just got a parking pass. It doesn't entitle you to a spot. It entitles you to be able to park there. So if it's full,
that's so
you just don't
gay.
Get to park there. It's
that's
fucking
so
stupid.
Stupid.
It is fucking stupid. It's redonkulous.
Well, UPEI is fucking stupid anyway. I don't even go there.
I know.
And those fucking assholes piss me off.
Nobody fucking goes there, apparently. It's a fucking ghost town. But, I mean, there's nothing to do there. What, are you going to go to the Fox and Crow and fucking stare at the wall for 5 minutes?
Well, see, that's one place I've never been, and I don't desire to.
Yeah, well.
Isn't that like the on-campus bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that place.
I got fucking blitzed there one day. I haven't been back.
Wasn't it like a fucking like a Halloween party or
it
something?
It was a Halloween party. And I remember this was back, this was 22. I had, like, I spent, I don't fucking know how much, I, like, so much money because I just kept buying, and they were expensive drinks, so I just kept buying drinks. I just remember, like, well, I was wearing, like, fucking dress shoes because, like, dressed up as, like, Jim Leahy, of course. I had my fucking, had my beige fucking khaki shirt, my kahiki pants.
How do you get bourbon stains in a kahiki
and
pants?
A fucking, and I guess they're building the fucking, they're, like, building the new building, so they had a bunch of fucking mud where I was walking. So there was, like, mud up to my fucking ankles, which was awesome. But other than that, I haven't been back. I mean, I've gotten maybe a coffee there, but that's it.
A coffee?
I don't, like, as soon as I'm done classes, I'm getting the fuck off that place, at that campus. I
well,
do
yeah,
not want to be
there.
Well, yeah,
because it's a
shithole. It is a shithole. It's like, it reminds me of this place, actually. Like, this whole province.
Oh, I was going to say, Drunkle's Den is the shithole. All right.
It is the shithole supreme.
The shithole.
Shithole Maximus, some would say.
Fuck. Yeah, no, fuck you, PEI. Go to Holland College.
They're fucking, it's all bad.
Mm. But UPEI, right, like, it's fucking, it's very liberal.
Yeah.
Very liberal. I mean, so is every other fucking campus in Canada. Like, very fucking liberal. But you know what?
Libby's.
I don't care, because I don't fucking go there.
You don't?
But you know what's across the street from UPEI?
What's that?
Is the fucking farmer's market.
Yep.
We talk about this almost every episode. Buy local, ladies and gentlemen.
Do it.
Because it's fresh, it's good, and it's the fucking best.
So if you want to go up to the res and buy a bag of cigarettes, bag of 50 cigarettes for $10, support your local.
Support local. Support your local trading post. But no, fucking, I haven't been to the farmer's market in a while. I need to fucking go back. Like, I need a fucking...
It's always good. They have really fucking good coffee, I find there.
They do. They fucking do. You know what? I will say, like, it's that fresh ground shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of coffee, I'm going to go off the rails here a little bit. I fucking tried Starbucks the first time.
Yeah.
It was the worst fucking experience of my entire fucking life. Getting coffee.
You've said that a lot.
Well,
it's,
okay.
It's
getting
common
coffee.
Thing.
Getting
oh,
fucking
okay,
coffee,
okay?
These fucks, okay, I go in the fucking in drive-thru, and I thought, yeah, you know, it's in season. It's like, yeah, can I get a fucking, one of them pumpkin spice latte things? Because I'm going to be a white chick. But I was like, okay, whatever, I'll try it out. They fucked my order up, for one thing. Like, they
that's
gave me
no
a,
shock.
Well, they gave me a pumpkin spice thing, but it was definitely not a latte. It was like iced fucking chai fucking
shit.
I like it up the ass fucking bullshit, right? it wasn't that pissed me off. It was waiting in the fucking line for 25
oh, yeah,
minutes.
And that is one of the worst fucking drive-thrus, because I don't even go in that drive-thru, but if I'm like going to Staples or something,
yeah,
they just block the fucking exit.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get out.
But like, but the thing is, like, there's like three people in the fucking shop, and there's like two people in the fucking lineup. And of course, like, fuck, I thought it was only Tim's, but I get to the window and fucking, what would you like to order? It's like, yeah, okay, that's why. Okay. Well, you get up there, or even better, I've stopped going to Tim's.
Oh, yeah, fuck that
fuck
place.
Tim's. Fuck Tim's. But, like, you go to Tim's, it's like, yeah, can I get a, like, a medium double-double? And a like a sausage egg croissant, and they hit you with the sorry. Then you got to repeat it again, and then they fuck your order up. Fuck you, Tim Hortons. I'm done with you. I'm fucking done with Tim's. You know what? McCafe coffee, buddy. I hate McDonald's, but fucking McCafe.
It's fucking cheaper too.
It is cheap.
Something just preposterous. Doesn't make any fucking sense. I think they actually reduced the price. I saw their Tim's is increasing their price.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't think it's by much, but still.
It doesn't matter.
A couple cents on the dollar.
Still, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You think.
For dishwater?
Like, oh, yeah. Like, you think how many fucking people go through that place a day? Sorry, just in the morning. It's like half a fucking Charlottetown. Half a Charlottetown.
Sounds like someone we know.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. He'll get that reference. But yeah, it's like half Charlottetown goes through a Tim's. And that's just the Tim's in fucking Sherwood.
Well, that's the other fucking problem. There's so many of them, but most of them people don't go to. They're fucking money laundering schemes.
You want to fucking talk about money laundering? Look at the ones in Stratford.
Yeah.
Literally.
There's two of them right fucking next to each
other. There's two of them within 100 yards of each other.
Do you want to go to the new one or the old one? Which one do you want to go to?
Well, what the fuck?
I thought they were going to tear it down, but no.
Like, what the fuck is going on in this province?
Need more jobs, apparently.
Yeah, need more fucking jobs, eh? Yeah. Need more jobs, and look who they're going to.
Yeah.
Fuck off. I have no words for it anymore. I really don't. Like, I'm so fucking done. This province, man. Like, it's so bad.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to fucking do? Well, we're going to introduce another new segment. And this one is fucking called...
Booty Fodder! The friggin' East Coast Update.
That's right, it's the East Coast Update, ladies and gentlemen. This time we're going to be talking about a little scandal that comes from the monks, the Chinese monks living in Prince Edward Island. Now, have you heard about this story?
Not particularly, no.
So, basically, the whole premise is they were investigating corruption and this and that and blah, blah, blah. The fucking monks are laundering money for the Chinese Communist Party.
Nice.
Through their fucking monastery, okay? Now, I don't know how it is. I watched the whole fucking press conference thing. I don't give a fuck, okay? It's still a piss off. But I find it really convenient that when these fucks wanted to buy, like, so much fucking land for their new monasteries and fucking this, that, and the other thing, but the Minister of Land and Housing, fucking Stephen Myers, is, like, not even, what, a week before this story came out, he fucking resigned.
Of course.
Like.
Why wouldn't you?
Why fucking wouldn't you? That's one down, and hopefully quite a few more to go.
I should mention, glory to the CCP.
No!
I need to keep my social credit score up.
Yeah, you gotta keep that social credit up. Yeah. Hey.
Don't mention Winnie the Pooh or anything.
No, don't do that. Hey, you know what? If you say glory to the CCP, Mark Carney will cut your taxes by 10%. Elbows up! Yeah, no, that's basically what's happening on PEI right now.
Nothing.
Is
there's a lot of pedophiles for some reason.
Oh, that's, you know what, we'll dive into that.
Yeah.
There was a pedophile that was caught here, the most recent one. Now, by saying most recent, there's at least like one every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
At least. And surprisingly, they're all fucking teachers.
And surprisingly, we're not related to them.
Okay, I'm not.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's related to each other. Statistically, there's at least one pedophile you're related to.
Exactly. And they're like, you're probably like your fifth or sixth cousin.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, this guy's, I don't know what his first name was, but the last name was like Mabda.
Your buddy was 3 weeks on the job.
3 fucking weeks as a teacher. And he's touching kids.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? First it was that Craswell fuck.
Yeah.
Now it's this fucking guy. And they're
sweeping under the rug.
Oh my God. It's like a Catholic priest. They just move him around. They just fucking move them around. Like, this fucking province is bad for pedophilia and drunk driving.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so fucking bad. Like, we have the most drunk driving per capita in Canada.
It's awesome. PEI number one.
Hey, I'm just saying. Why would they refrigerate the fucking drinks if they didn't want me to drink it on the way home?
Exactly. Why do they have caps? I don't know where I was going with that. You just take the cap off and throw it away.
Well, exactly. That's why they're pull tabs. Like, you got to fucking... Exactly. Once you open the can, you can't close it.
Yeah, you got to drink
it. You hit a bump, that's going everywhere. You don't want to waste liquor, you know what I mean?
You got to drink it all at once.
Yeah, Drunkle's Den is not advocating for drunk driving, all right? That was a joke.
Well,
don't fucking drink and drive.
Don't listen. There's like, don't do that, but also don't listen to us.
That's fair. That's fair. We give shitty advice, so don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Mothers against drunk driving. You don't know where to go with that, eh? Fuck. Well, What are we smoking tonight? You still got them sails with you or what?
I do.
Oh
yeah,
my
god. Me.
They are fucking dirty.
They are fucking dirty.
I'm pretty sure that's why I got like a fucking heart palpitation. I used to smoke them fucks and I used
them.
To inhale them.
I got a cool pack though. Mine has a butt and
what?
There's a smoke. Like there's like smoke trail and it's a skull. Apparently that's pretty rare.
Oh, so it's like a fucking
cuz there's no like guy on it with a hole in his neck or a fucking chick.
Oh, that's no fun.
Chick that looks like Mother Teresa.
You know what? That goes to my point with smoking. They could put skull and crossbones on these goddamn smoke packs and people still smoke them.
Well, they're collector packs. Like there's the one where it's just blood in the toilet and I'm like got that one. There you go. That's one of one right there.
I don't get that. Like, it doesn't deter people from fucking smoking.
No,
I mean,
it really doesn't. Like, also the fucking stupid ass fucking packaging.
Oh fuck
it's like
yeah!
This brown poop color.
Well, you know what? You know what the thing is. Like, if they really wanted to fucking get people to stop smoking, they would fucking like they would just outlaw it. But the government makes too much fucking money off it.
They got rid of vapes.
Well, they got rid of flavored vapes. But you can still buy the fucking the government issued regular fucking shit or the tobacco flavor.
What the fuck? Like that's if you're sucking on those fucking dirty pacifiers, you probably should be castrated. But if you're going to suck on those things, nobody wants tobacco flavored.
Some of the tobacco flavors are
fruity tooty. Suck my fucking duty. They want that flavor. They don't like the fucking like it's like fucking Starbursts.
Yeah, but that shit's good. The more it fucks your lungs, the better it is.
That's true.
See, that's the thing. I quit smoking, thank fuck. But I don't know how people do those fucking Zins. I'd swallow the motherfucker. I'd fucking...
Start chewing it.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Put an upper decky in there.
You just get fucking numb, and you get lightheaded in, like, 10 fucking minutes.
Well, yeah,
that.
That's what fucking, like, 7 grams of nicotine does. Milligrams, whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
well,
it's better than fucking chew. That shit is
oh my
the
God.
Worst of the
I've
worst.
Tried fucking chew and it's just, oh, it's so bad. I can't do it.
All fucking day. Sound like an old woman with her dentures out.
Jesus Christ. Like, it's not even, like, it's the texture, right? Like, I'm fucking retarded and, like, I don't mind the taste of it. Like, it tastes fine. Like, if you get that, like, that fucking, that spearmint
that
shit.
Winterman, yeah.
Fuck
but
yeah.
But it, like, breaks off in chunks.
Oh, it's so bad.
You swallow it, and it tastes like fucking garbo.
Oh, that's why I like my pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
I am an avid pipe smoker. I like the cigars, too,
if
but
you,
I like the pipes better.
If you are trying to get off vapes, though, they do have a plant-based alternative. It's called cigarettes.
It's called weed.
Well, that, too.
It's called cigarettes.
But then,
then
if you start smoking weed, you're going to be a fucking loser.
Well, see, that's why I like smoking tobacco. I take my cancer acoustic, not electric anymore.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's fucking...
If I were to start vaping, I'd have, like, the biggest fucking box mod or whatever the fuck they're called. I'd be one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'd get glasses that are way too small for my fat head. I'd get a really shitty haircut and just blow that thing.
Okay, so a hipster.
I'd take a fat cloud and blow it in a baby's face.
Well,
that's what they do.
Speaking of hipsters, right? Upstreet, Gonzo.
Yep.
And who took their place?
Went under. Lone Oak?
Lone Oak. Now, you were there last night. I haven't been there.
I didn't stay because it was too busy.
Well, what's the vibe? What are we saying? How is it?
Black. It's
Excuse
very
me?
Dark in there.
Oh.
It's like...
That's not where I thought that was
no,
going.
No, yeah, no. That's that's downtown. I don't know. It's like... We weren't there long enough to really make a fucking judgment. The prices seem okay, but...
What would you get?
We didn't get anything. Because they wanted to fucking leave. They were big crybabies.
Okay.
They didn't want to fucking stay. They're like, oh. I was like, I'm not going to argue with you guys that I want to go to the Triangle too. So
oh, everybody wants to go to the Triangle.
Yeah.
Everybody
the they should.
Loves the Triangle. I'm telling you though, Triangle has the best burger in town.
Yeah, they have the best everything.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, they do. Best Guinness, yeah. The best Guinness, and the best Guinness.
And the best atmosphere.
Oh, fuck, yeah. You can't beat the old fucking, like, the old walnut fucking walls, like the walnut, like the faux walnut walls, you know what I mean?
You can't beat the Sportsman's, too, that bucket in there.
Oh, the piss bucket.
The piss bucket, and there's piss on
man.
The walls, there's fucking
so
piss in the
for people
radiator.
Who don't know what the piss bucket is, Sportsman's is, like, almost exclusively out of a urinal every fucking
every
time
day.
You go
it's
there.
Always the middle one, seemingly.
Always. So what they did, the thing must have been leaking. So, what'd they do? They just put a bucket under it. But that doesn't stop people. They piss in it. Yeah. It goes right out the urinal and into the fucking
bucket. They
piss
in the one that says out of order. They piss on the sign that says out of order. So that's like covered. And they piss in the bucket. There's also like, there's a bucket in the corner of the room that just holds the snake. There's like
a shit snake.
there's a bucket that's holding it, and I've seen people piss in that.
Oh, man.
And that, I wouldn't touch that fucking stall with a 10-foot fucking pole
with
a condom on.
Roscoe, with the best fucking, one of the best things I've ever seen there. Roscoe unclogged the pool table with the shit snake.
it was fucking awesome.
It was fucking amazing.
One of the funniest things I ever saw in that bathroom. There's a plenty good stories.
Oh yeah.
Other than the molestation part, but but the really
I was not privy to that one.
You were there.
I don't remember it. Oh wait.
One of the funniest. I went in there one time and there was someone in the stall. How did I know? Because he was grunting. Not like, sexually. He's like, ah, ah.
You're pissing out a kidney stone.
But he had the door wide open.
Okay.
So when I went in there, I looked in the mirror, and I could see him in there. And he just kept mumbling, and then he left.
Was he pissing or taking a shit?
I don't know. I don't think he was doing anything. It looked like he was just staring down into the fucking water.
Okay.
So he just left without washing his hands. I was like, that's not nice. So I went in there, and there was just a fucking, like a cigarette just floating in the water. So what I think was happening, he went in there, must have been so drunk he didn't know where he was. He just lit the cigarette, and he's just sitting there. And then he just dropped the cigarette in the water and then just walked out.
You know, it's funny that the last time I was at Tim Hortons there, I think it was you and I went for coffee. I went into the pisser in there, and there was like fucking like 3-4 cigarette butts in the urinal.
The world's your ashtray.
You're fucking right it is. Fuck, man. It's so bad. But I love
it. Tim's for you.
Oh, God, yes. That's any Tim's. You know what? I will never set foot in that Tim's down on fucking, what is it, Kent Street?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the worst one.
Fucking God. You're going to get stabbed by a hypodermic needle down there.
It's funny. That's the place with all the bars, that street, but it's also where all the fucking wacky crackies are.
Yeah, that's where you get mugged.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fucked. But,
just incessantly fucking, hey, man, you got a lighter?
Hey, God bless you, man.
God bless you, man.
God bless you, man.
Have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day. God bless you, man. God bless you, man. Stay the fuck away from me. You're not getting my money. But then I'm drunk, and then I feel charitable, then I give him some money. But does he go and fucking spend it on fucking food?
No,
he goes right in. He beelines.
He's not
bar.
Even smart. He goes right for the drinks. It's like, at least put it in the fucking in the slots first, because he might be able to double your money.
Exactly.
No, he goes right for the drinks. He's a greedy little cow. Greedy, entitled little fucking cow.
Oh, my God.
So I don't feel bad.
No, I don't give a flying fuck what happens. I don't care. Once they grab my money, it's, well, nah, I'm down fucking $10.
Yeah.
And he's up one drink. But that's why I don't go to Pony Boat.
Well, he's also on an empty stomach, so it's like 7 drinks for him.
He's like fucking 100 pounds.
Fuck that. This bag is fucking 20 pounds.
Oh, man. Now, see, I like Kent Street, but there's no good bars down there anymore. I think we matured, right? Like, I never liked the fact
that we're not club guys.
No, fuck no.
Because we don't assault women, usually.
Oh, usually?
Usually. Well, you know. But it seems like at the factory, that's just a comment. If you, like, get in there, you have to wear a fucking shirt that's, like a V-neck. That's, like, down to your fucking...
Dude, you got to wear, like, a 3-piece suit if you don't want to get groped in there.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Well, no, I'm saying for the guys. Like, that's the outfit. Like, you have to wear, like, a fucking shirt that's way too small for you.
Yeah.
And you have to play a lot of games of grab ass. That's a common thing.
Okay.
Well, tell me I'm wrong. That's what they do in there.
Well, no, that's the factory for you. It's a whole game of grab ass.
I will say, I can't say this exactly, but I find, because I'm not a fucking woman, thank God. But if I find that, Jesus. Like, I don't see that shit going on at Sportsman's. And if it does happen, everybody sees it. And everybody's going to beat the shit out of that person.
Exactly. Because, see, I like Spo because it's almost like, I don't know how to put it. It's like an unspoken rule that you don't act a fool in Spo.
Yeah.
If you act
and
like
a fucking
asshole.
And if you do,
asshole,
you fucking stand out.
You stand out and people notice.
Whereas if you're at the factory, it's just common.
Oh, dude, everybody there is an ass.
Like, yeah, if you say thank you, they're like, who's this fucking guy? Huh?
Yeah,
must be out of town.
This fucking asshole, you fucking using manners and shit. Yeah. Fuck off. See, I'm not too big on the beer garden either, but I like having a beer, and having a smoke
sitting
same
inside.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know, man.
Nice.
Like, I was looking at that Lonoc. I was like, place would be nicer if you could smoke in there.
Any place would be nicer if you could
That's
smoke
true.
In it.
I mean, fucking Sportsman is already stained yellow from all the piss. There's literally not a difference.
Well, you know, thank God Spo doesn't. Thank God they don't make fucking food there.
Oh my God!
Peanut butter and mold sandwich.
Fuck. If that, fuck.
Oh fuck, man. It's so fucked.
Fucking crush up a beer bottle and put it between two slices of bread.
Oh,
there you go.
Fuck. I'm gonna tell you though, Spo, that fucking
glass
back room,
sandwich.
That back
oh,
room in Spo, it's so fucking underrated.
The TV's going.
Oh my God, the basic cable package where you only get like fucking 14
yeah,
channels.
No fucking
don't
sports.
Don't care. It's all sports. It's all fucking sports.
Oh my fucking God.
But it's nothing. It's no good sports. It's all fucking, hey, you want to watch fucking UCLA's college fucking football or whatever the fuck it is? Sure. You want to watch the fucking the Leafs and the Habs playoff?
Well,
sorry, pal.
They were playing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles last night, but there was another way. We were watching Storage Wars.
Oh, yeah. OLN.
Like, that's the thing. Sometimes we'll go up there for a show or something. It's like we just get sidetracked.
Oh, yeah.
Because we started watching OLN. Yeah, exactly. There's a couple other things we fucking watch. But yeah.
Oh, dude, Storage where they got the fucking, like, what's that one? The fucking The Nature of Things with David Suzuki on fucking Channel 11, CBC. It's fucking, I love that fucking place, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was a guy there the last time. And, like, you want to talk about the people at Walmart? There should be a page called The People Spo. Because this guy's trying to tell us that he knows people that are over 230 years old if they give themselves to Christ. And he's going to live to 104, and that's what he knows because he gave himself to Christ.
Seems to be working. I mean, he's sitting at a bar alone drinking himself to death, but
dude,
he's still alive.
He thought you were like 65.
Yeah, he did. Well, he's
also 65 beers in.
Yeah, exactly. He was 47 drinks deep, but he asked me how old I was, and I said, no, you tell me.
What was it was your birthday. No?
Yeah, and he said 65, and I said, no, I'm actually 31. And he goes, get the fuck out of here. He goes, there's no way. I was like, yeah. I need a fucking, there's something, I need to stop smoking or something. Or maybe I just need to get him a fucking pair of glasses.
Oh, fuck, man. No, I think you need to quit smoking.
I think there's easier things to do.
Well, you're going to get a fucking, you're going to get one of them tracheotomies. You can smoke two at once.
Exactly. Well, there's a reason I have two fucking nostrils.
Oh, my God. That's a horrifying image. Jesus Christ. But no,
suck
fucking
a golf ball through a garden hose. I'm okay.
Well, I don't know what to say for that one. But fucking, yeah.
Amen.
The cold weather's coming, my friend.
Yeah, it's fucking getting there already.
It's fucking getting there. It's like 3 degrees right now. It's nice.
Son of a bitch.
It's fucking nice. I can't lie. I can't wait for the fucking snow this year.
Yeah.
I think winter is the best year. Well, sorry. Autumn into winter is, it's just the best.
Yeah.
Like that first snow, man, it hits. And then everything after fucking January 1st sucks cock.
Well, yeah, it just stays, it overstays its welcome. That's the fucking problem.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Not as much as it used to here. Because, like, look
it's
at
still cold, though, as fuck.
Yeah.
Like March and February and shit.
Yeah, but see, I don't mind the cold as much, because I'm a big fat fuck.
Fucking
I got all
inside
the
all day. What do you give a shit?
Exactly. Exactly. I work in a nice climate-controlled environment. You work, you go to school.
I'm working on finding a job. That's professional student.
Full-time student, eh?
Means I'm unemployed.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you got more time to fucking work on the music, eh?
Fuck that. I think I'd have a better chance telling my dad I'm gay than telling them that I'm going to be a full-time musician.
I think he already knows that.
Well, he knows I'm at least half.
Well, I really don't know how to segue that. Speaking of music, we like to do a little segment. It was in season one. We like to do a little segment we like to call
Album of the Week.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Album of the Week. Now, do you want to introduce it, or do you want me to fucking get into it?
You go ahead.
Well, okay, so
I was going to make a stupid joke. Derail the whole thing.
We picked Inviolet Light by the Tragically Fucking
Based on
Hip.
The fucking awakening we had last night.
Oh, In View.
Tragically Hip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I had to listen to The Hip, and it's like, you know, I haven't listened fully to Inviolet Light.
Me too.
And you know what? It was actually really fucking good. And I think Inviolet Light has some of the best lineup of songs on it.
Yeah. For their later period.
Definitely for their fucking later period.
I mean, it has the best music video ever created.
Oh, the darkest one. If you fucking take anything out of
this
podcast,
yeah.
you have to go
just look
watch
up the darkest one on YouTube.
Just yeah, Tragically
the
Hip,
video.
The darkest one. It's I'm not gonna spoil it, but you guys gotta watch it. It's so fucking good.
Canadian icons are in it.
Canadian icons. It's literally the Canadian icons.
Yeah, exactly.
The fucking Canadian icons minus Terry Fox.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so fucking good. Watch the fucking music video. And obviously, It's a Good Life If You Don't Weaken is another great fucking
song.
It's
also missing 2 liter pop guy.
Dino 2 liter pop. Yeah, we got to get that guy on here.
Six Bush Light, six Bud Light. Love him, tall voice.
You can't handle the two.
He's not there.
Thank God.
He's probably still on the waiting list for a dentist.
Oh,
the dentist's worst nightmare.
His fucking mouth looks like a parking garage. One car here, one car there. Boy's got three fucking teeth.
A lot of parking space here.
Oh, fuck. But no, yeah. So what would you rate that fucking album out of 10?
Oh, that's hard. Let me see here. Let me pull up the list. There's a lot of songs I found on there that I didn't know that I actually really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And they're definitely going to go into the set list now, or the playlist. In regards to their other albums, I'm going to give it either a 6 or 7.
Yeah, I would give it a solid 7.
Right.
It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. There is that song, that Direwolf song.
Hmm.
I don't know if you know the story into that, but another Canadian icon, Rick Mercer. Gord Downie called Rick Mercer to see if he was pronouncing a town in Newfoundland right. Is Isle of Mort.
Dildo? Oh.
No. But, yeah, so he ended up, Rick Mercer ended up forwarding Gord Downie to Rick Mercer's father. And Gord sent him, like, a bunch of fucking original prints of, like, the Inviolet Light album art. Talked to him for, quite a bit of time. Blah, blah, blah. Two fucking Canadian icons. Gord Downie was lost way too fucking soon.
Rest in peace.
Rest in fucking peace. Now, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
The good ones are taken too quick.
It's true.
He's just a kid. Just a kid. He's like 56. He was just a kid.
And he's up in heaven, or wherever the fuck he is.
Oh, fucking God knows at this point. Wherever we fucking go.
He was a film stool. A film stool?
He was
a NYU film school graduate.
NYU film school graduate. This is the most sacred place.
I heard he walked Bob Dylan up on stage in 1975.
I walked Bob Dylan up on stage in 1975. Who are you? Who the fuck are you? That's, you know what? That's got to be one of my favorite fucking videos ever. I love that fucking video. It's so fucking, that is like the most Jewish guy
that
ever.
That is the rare Jewish garden gnome.
Oh my fuck, man. I want Bob Dylan up on stage. Who the fuck are you? You stupid, presumptuous.
He was the first one to levitate, too.
What's that?
He was the first one to levitate, I heard.
Apparently. Yeah. Apparently. Now, a very niche group of people are going
to
know what we're fucking
talking
about.
He should go to those monks. Those monks could learn a thing or two.
You know what? Those monks can fly the fuck out of
people. So are monks the first incels? Because they don't fuck.
Yeah.
They don't get pussy.
Well, I mean.
And they.
I guess so, yeah.
They like shave their heads.
No, but
and they just go about their own thing, and they just fucking all day.
But they yeah, they're not fucking they're not incels though, they're voluntary celibates.
What's the difference? That's what they say. They go so long without getting pussy.
I didn't know.
I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah, God, mind if a white boy speaks a little Chinese at the baccarat table?
They get pretty good at it.
Not really.
I get a couple bows here and there.
Oh,
I start speaking.
And that's just the name of the dealer.
Yeah.
Bao Ling. Fuck. Li Dai Young. Fuck. No, it's a fucked world we live in now. But you know, it is what you make it, man.
You don't make much.
You don't fuck no. Nobody makes anything nowadays. No. The pay is fucked. But life is what you make it. It really is.
Well, it's like you can't even drink yourself to death because it's the most expensive form of suicide. These days?
You're not fucking wrong. Like, you know what's really pissing me off is this fucking, this liquor ban from the U.S. Yeah. That's really doing a lot. I want my fucking Jack Daniels back.
I want
back.
My Jack Daniels too.
Fuck
the rest of them.
You know what? Fuck the Jack Daniels. I can live without Jack Daniels. I want my Angry Orchard hard cider. I want me fucking hard cider.
We're good. They're one of the best ciders.
Oh, I love it. It's so fucking good. Well, I had last weekend, I think it was last weekend, it was that No Boats on Sunday.
Yeah.
That was really fucking good.
In a glass bottle.
In a big buck-ass glass bottle. I loved it.
Tangent, but Moosehead is getting rid of their fucking glass bottles because nobody's
pisser.
Buying them. I'm buying them. I'm here.
Like, see, I don't get it. Like, it's better for the environment. I don't care what the fuck you say.
It's like, fucking like when I go like I love sportsmen, but like when they hand me a can, it's like just there's something wrong about it.
Oh, that's why I was happy they handed me the fucking the Moose Green bottles last night. Fuck me, you gotta save them.
And they're not even fucking cold. They're like sitting in a fucking
shelf. Well, she fucking wearing. Oh, they're not even cold. It's like I don't give a fuck. It's beer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking Moose.
Man, it was
beer.
Fucking packed that day.
It was too. It was fucking awesome.
Well, I haven't seen it that busy in a long time.
Oh, fuck, man. There was a lot of people there. And you know what? Seeing Spo packed is really nice because you get to see everybody.
Yeah.
And
it's usually people you like, too, because people you hate don't go there. They go to the fucking
they go to
the
factory.
Yeah.
They go to the factory. They go to Beer Garden. They go to Peaks.
The Grope Garden.
All the fucking good people go to Spo.
Yeah.
They all fucking go to Spo, and I fucking
and
love it. All the fucking, like, it's the same crowd every time, but it's the best crowd. You know what I mean?
It is the best crowd.
And, like, since it is that crowd, nothing bad happens.
Nope.
But then you get, like, the one or two outliers that fucking come in.
Those are the stragglers. Those
exactly.
are the ones that come. They're already fucked up, and they hear the noise. They hear the music upstairs.
They hear, I gotta check it out.
And they somehow manage to get up the stairs.
And pay cover.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, fuck. But, you know, I love sport.
Support your local musicians, sport, local produce. We got all those things.
Support your local
musicians,
check all the boxes. Local produce. Local bars, and support your local podcast.
Support your local unemployed people.
Yeah, nobody's fucking giving you cash, buddy.
Wow.
You gotta get that fucking, what do you call that shit? The GoFundMe.
Are we doing a Patreon or OnlyFans? I started a GoFundMe. No one donated.
But you gotta say, what was it for?
I had a few drinks. I saw a couple
no,
of things.
Really?
No, I get really good ideas. Like, if I was drunk 24/7, I'd probably be the next Einstein. So anyways, I was on Facebook Marketplace, which is my favorite one, and it was lowball season every season, and I saw they had the Crown Royal. It's like a fucking throne. It's pink.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's purple, sorry. And it says Crown Royal. Like, I don't know if you see, like, those pouches that, like, hold the fucking drinks.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like that. And it was, like, $10,000 or something. So I just put help me buy it.
No, it was like, I remember, it was like $1,500.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
I thought
it was
more. But I was like, yeah, like, I'll let you sit in it if you give me money.
And nobody donated.
Nobody donated.
Thank
sadly.
God.
I saw another one there I put up on my story. It was someone selling a custom-made fursuit. A fursuit.
Man.
And I was really tempted to, like, so, like, you know, what if I just wanted the head? What if I wanted the head and I cut a hole in the mouth or like?
Okay, all right, we're not okay. All right, that's enough of that.
But I thought I was like, you know what? This person's probably autistic. They're probably not gonna like that. So I did it. No, I didn't. I could have, but I didn't.
Oh,
I have free will sometimes.
Thank God.
What are their dimensions?
Huh?
What are their dimensions on the fursuit? What kind of fox is it? I only like the silver-tailed ones.
What does the fox say?
Don't remind me of that. There's a reason we grew up like fucking autistic.
Oh, man.
Because we have that shit and the fucking annoying orange.
I fucking, you know what? I don't care what you say. I fucking like the annoying orange.
I don't.
I fucking do. I don't care.
What was another one?
Fred Figglehorn.
Yeah. God.
What's his name? Lucas Cruikshank. Thank God that fuck fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, seriously.
Dude, if he fucking, like, if he was in the age of TikTok, it'd be over.
It'd be fucking worse.
It'd be over. It'd be fucked.
Because he'd be like getting yelled at by his mother, and then he'd be like, by the way, guys, you subscribe, you get a fucking gift.
Yeah, he'd be on live. He'd be fucking screaming at his mother. His mother be screaming at me. By the way, guys, if you tip right now, I'll shout you out. I'll shout you out in between belt beatings and getting thrown through a wall. All
right, 5 donations. I'm gonna go hit my mother.
Okay.
5 donations. I'm gonna go throw something at her. But it's all pitched up, of course. That was also like, it's fucked. Like, I don't encourage anyone to go watch those videos because they're just literal cancer. But they're fucking dark. Like, there's ones where he's like put in a cage.
They're fucking bad.
Like, he's getting abused by his mother, and then
it's
just him.
Funny.
It's just a kid screaming. Well, we didn't know though.
It's fucking funny. It's all fake, obviously.
Oh yeah.
It's fucking funny as shit.
What else was there?
Domestic abuse.
Oh no, that's funny.
Oh, you mean like the brain rot of our generation?
Yeah.
MLG, Nyan Cat.
That's another thing too. It's like that bias where everybody's like, "Well, my generation's better." Like, no, yours had awful garbage too. It's just you've become accustomed to it.
Oh fuck yeah!
You just
learned
to live with it.
Like, you know what? Like, complete honest, our generation might have had the best brain rot.
That's what everyone says, but I believe it too. I think, just look at Gangnam Style.
Oh my God!
It's classic. Yeah, that took over the fucking world,
dude.
The guy, you can't even understand what he's saying, and he took over the fucking world.
Like, I'm gonna tell you right now. Like, I tell you this, fucking Gangnam Style compared to Skibidi fucking Toilet, I would choose Gangnam Style.
Right? Harlem Shake.
Oh my God, the fucking Harlem Shake, fucking started by Filthy Frank.
Yeah, Joji, yeah.
Who, like, there's fucking kids out there who listen to Joji.
And they don't know.
They don't know.
It's fucking
Sir
crazy.
Francis of the Filth.
Sir Francis of the Filth.
It's so
they don't know about that.
You know. I'm going to fucking take you down memory lane. I was bored today. And I watched Human Cake.
Oh, you got to watch the trilogy, man.
Yeah, but they took it all down.
I think you can still find it. Someone must upload it.
You definitely can. I watched Human Cake. Now, if there's a second
thing. That one's the worst.
If there's a second thing you take out of this podcast, go watch Human Cake. It's on YouTube.
One of the best videos ever made.
Filthy Frank, Max Mofo, anything for views, Chad.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about the collaborations of collaborations. That fucking video did numbers back in 2016.
And they were doing it before everyone else.
Oh,
and they were doing shit that, like, I wouldn't say put them in harm's way, but it was definitely not appealing. Now you can just fucking scream to a microphone and get kids to donate to you. Get their parents' credit card.
Yeah, but these guys were like, putting Joey Salad's piss in the fucking cake.
Don't spoil it.
Okay, that's the only thing I'll say, but you gotta watch it. so bad.
A lot of cameos.
That is true.
But, like, I don't know how people watch, like, Mr. Beast. I fucking can't stand that.
It's so
fucking idiot.
Stupid. I don't get that shit. Like, I don't know how people listen to us, but that Mr. Beast garbage. Because, like,
he swears.
He doesn't swear. He's a fucking loser.
He's too white. He's too pure. Like, he thinks he's better than everyone.
That is true. That is true. He's a very, fuck him.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. Fuck that guy. He's got money and I don't. Fuck
exactly.
Him.
Why was I born handsome instead of rich?
You were born neither.
Well, I had to be one or the other.
Yeah, retarded is one of them.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I was asking people this last night. I was like, because when we were kids, we were all retarded. I think at some age you just grow out of it, but some don't.
Like, my
high IQ theory is that everyone's born retarded.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then some people just, I don't know what happens.
They mature out of it.
Yeah.
They get it beaten out of them.
Because we, like you said, like, you're a stupid fucking pea brain kid. You're watching, like, the fucking Annoying Orange. You don't even understand what's happening.
Exactly. You don't gain consciousness
until
you're like
Figgle
12.
Fred Figglefuck or whatever his fucking gas name is.
I agree. Yeah, everybody's born a little fucked, but you either get it beaten out of you or you mature out of it.
Exactly.
And that's a good thing. For a lot of people, it's a good thing.
People don't beat their kids anymore. They fucking...
It's a shame.
It's that, what's that called? Like the
soft parenting?
The soft parenting,
That's what fucking makes fucking... Like, that's what makes school shooters.
Ankle biters.
Yeah, ankle biter, window licking, fucking fuselage chewing motherfuckers.
Mama's boys.
hey. You're just envious of the fucking people who have.
Wow, okay. Well, there's a big difference. I mean, one who, like, literally cannot go anywhere without her, without their mother.
That's fair. Yeah, fucking. that Norman Bates shit.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, fucking. Yeah. Well, I think we'll end it on that note. In conclusion, my friend, do we have anything to say for the start of season two?
Stay tuned. It's going to get worse.
It's going to get a lot worse.
We're going to give up. Happy Thanksgiving. If we're still alive, we'll be doing this.
You're
if not,
right.
Another thing, big announcement. We probably should have said this at the start. Hopefully, if everything works out, we're going to be getting guests.
That is
this season.
That would be fucking awesome.
So that means you don't have to listen to us two fucking yokels go on about everything. You let someone else fucking talk and ruin themselves.
Fuck yeah.
Make an ass of themselves
yes.
on here.
That would. That's the plan.
Yeah, that is the
that's
plan.
That's the plan. Bully somebody till they cry.
Exactly, and then
on
if
air.
We can just gang up on them.
Exactly.
It's like so, but you remember when you said something very offensive about black people a couple years ago? You want to talk about that?
No question, no comment. No. We actually have the clip right here.
You said women are all bitches. You said that 5 years ago. I have the exact quote. I'll pull it up. Why did you say that?
Jarvis, pull that up.
Exactly.
Fuck. Well, is that it from your end?
I guess so. You got any closing words there, my
brother? Yeah. Welcome to season two, ladies and gentlemen.
With open arms.
With open fucking arms. It's going to get a lot worse from here. Bi-weekly episodes, probably. We're not going to be doing it every week. Keep the content going. Other than that, fucking buy local, support your local fucking bands, go to Sportsman's. Remember, get your Sportsman's membership. $45 for the year.
Get that shit.
You skip the lineup, you skip your cover, and you get 50 cents off domestic beers.
Who doesn't want $4 beers, eh?
$4 beers, and you're fucking, I know a lot of you out there like it, but that $4 schooner is going to hit like a fucking train when you're up there.
Does it ever? Holy shit. And you get the moosehead. That's
all.
Mad on.
You know what? People say moosehead. We're getting fucking sidetracked here. I don't care. Moosehead is a great fucking beer. I don't care what
amazing.
Anybody says.
And there's so many different kinds.
Well, three.
Well, no, but they also have like Radlers and shit that are actually really good.
Nah, fuck. I don't even know what the fuck is a Radler.
It's just like, it's a beer, but it has like fruit flavoring. So they do like a cranberry.
So it's a gay beer.
Well, no, that's a seltzer. That's an IPA. That's what that is. It's
fuck
a little
IPAs.
Different. Oh, they're fucking piss.
Fuck. All right, we're getting off track. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's for next one.
This has been Drunkle's Den Season 2, Episode 1. I've been your host, Drunkle Ross, the co-host over here, Chief Keith. It's been great.
Peace.
Have a good one.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.